I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Someone told me that I'd see more bugs than I was acquainted with by the amount of time that I'm spending outside around in the garden. I've seen a Florida stink bug, fifth instar, I think.
They're beautiful, deep steel, metallic blue with bright orange-red markings.
Yes.
Well, most of their cousins are plant sap feeders, but they're predators.
Well, we like those around the house.
Good.
Also, I ran into the twice-stabbed stink bug, and I guess it was the adult stage. Two little...
stab marks.
Yeah,
little stab. Two little red spots.
Is that the adult?
That's the adult.
The common thread here is the word bug. And I realized I didn't know what's the difference between a bug and an insect or what the distinction is.
Well, entomologists generally distinguish true bugs from other insects. And true bugs are those that belong to the order Hemiptera. Adult true bugs have four wings that are thick and leathery at the base and thin and membranous at the tips. They're referred to as hemelytra, or half-wing covers. They also have long, piercing, sucking mouthparts, which they use to draw plant sap, insect bodily fluids, or blood.
So doodle bugs, are they bugs?
No, doodle bugs are antlion larvae. They have completely different development, and they're another order of insects altogether. Newspapers and magazines don't often observe this, but there is a correct way to write the common names of these insects. Any true bug is going to have at least two words in their common name. Stink bug, for example, is two separate words. But pill bugs, which aren't insects at all but crustaceans, is written as one word.
Huh.
You'll notice the same thing with flies, too. Horse fly, flesh fly, house fly, those are all written as two words. But Dobson fly, dragon fly, butterfly, those are all written as one word.
Because they're not flies.
They're not true flies. That's right.
That's enlightening.
How about that? But true bugs are in a lot of people's minds lately because, of course, the brown marmorated stink bug is a true bug, and people are all too well aware of their habits. This is an Asian species that turned up in the late 90s, and for a while, all it was doing was moving into people's homes in the fall and spending the winter, sometimes by the hundreds. But the last couple of years, they've turned out to be quite a serious orchard and vegetable pest.
Well, I have a better handle on what a true bug is now and when to use the word bug as part of a single word or as two different words.
There you go. That's the way to remember it. And there are other bugs that are coming up in the news, too. You've probably heard of the kudzu bug. This turned up a few years ago, again from Asia. And initially, people thought, wow, this could be great because we certainly could use something to put a stop to kudzu. But it turns out that kudzu bugs like all kinds of things that are in the pea family, including soybeans.
This spread throughout the South?
Yes, it's just turned up in Virginia, I believe, last year. And maybe we can pick up the conversation next week and talk about the etymology of the word bug.
Oh, that would be fun.
Okay.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.